We're going to go out on the phone now to Senator, Republican Senator Glenn Grothman of Wisconsin. Good evening, Senator. How are you?
Good evening. Fine.
You've had a very busy day. I wanted to get a hold of you, sir. Some action in the courts today, barring the Wisconsin Public Union law implementation. Everybody worked hard to get this through, and now there's a holdup in the court system. What's your response to the actions today?
Well, the underlying problem is we have bad liberal law schools resulting in bad liberal judges. This is purely a political decision. The law is all on our side. We have a judge who's elected in Dane County, very liberal, most liberal county in the state of Wisconsin, and she's afraid to uphold the rule of law. She had to think of some excuse allow the bill to be signed. So she created a couple of frivolous reasons to delay ordering the Secretary of State to publish the bill.
Well, and she said it was done in a secreted fashion, but your response is, I saw an interview with you earlier, sir, you said, I don't know how a meeting, basically my paraphrasing, could be more open. With that, the room was crowded.
Oh, absolutely. There was a crowd watching us all the way. There was a crowd watching the committee hearing. There was a crowd watching the Senate on the floor that night, and we needed a large police escort to fight our way through that angry mob. I mean, she didn't even take testimony as to that. She was just grabbing at straws not to have a headline in the local Madison paper saying, Judge Sumi says things were done validly, and she pushed it off for a hearing 2 weeks from now. It was a horrible act of judicial cowardice. But sadly, what we've come to expect from the judiciary today, particularly from a liberal county like Dane County.
And one of the issues, whether there was 24 hours notice given for an Open Meeting Act, but there's only 2 hours notice needed in an emergency, and the position is this was an emergency session.
Well, it was a special session, absolutely. So the statute there is very clear. I think that's why she had to fall back on some other excuse. And her next excuse was we weren't letting enough people in the Capitol to watch. But she didn't take any testimony. There was a mob in the Capitol. We needed police protection. There was such an angry mob.
Well, and you actually had a little altercation with him. And frankly, anyone watching TV saw the mob that was in the Capitol that evening.
Right.
Well, interestingly, the Secretary of State, Doug LaFollette, who is a Democrat, who was charged with publishing the new law, said unless he's ordered otherwise, he's going to go ahead and publish March 25th, and the law will take effect the next day.
Well, that's good. He has a constitutional obligation to do that. We have a judge who has no respect for the legislature and no respect for the executive branch. Doug LaFollette is right. As liberal as a Democrat as he has no choice but to do the right thing.
Well, as always, sir, this continues, and we've had demonstrations and rallies in the state here in the state of Michigan. So we watch what goes on in Wisconsin very closely. I appreciate your time this evening. I don't even know when you're sleeping, but I appreciate your time to help us wade through what's going in Wisconsin because it affects us here.
Well, always glad to be on your show and update people in Michigan. As far as the shenanigans, the out-of-control public employee union shenanigans in Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, sir, thank you so much. I hope you get some rest this weekend, and we'll be back in touch as things develop. Thank you.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Senator Glenn Grothman, Republican Senator from Wisconsin. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.